Hey, Earthlings, welcome back to Spaceship One. I'm your co-host, Anna.
And I'm your co-host, Paloma. So with wildfire season in full swing across the globe, we wanted to share some resources on how to prepare and stay safe.
Wildfire season everywhere is getting longer. It's basically year-round now, and the fires themselves are getting bigger, harder to predict or manage, and more dangerous.
Climate change is a big factor here, with study after study finding hotter temperatures and drier conditions linked to our rapidly changing climate. And the hotter and drier it is, the more likely it is for a fire to break out.
The reality is, wildfires are only going to get worse, at least in the near future. One way to prepare is to use a wildfire forecasting tool to simulate what a fire would look like in your community and use that information to plan evacuation routes or determine if you should help fireproof the area by clearing any dead trees or brush.
Our sponsor, the Anthropocene Institute, actually created a wildfire risk forecasting tool earlier this year, working with students from Michigan State University. The tool is open source and publicly available and can simulate a hypothetical wildfire with just a few inputs from the user, like location and wind speed.
The simulator is based on models developed by researchers at the U.S. Forest Service, and the tool's website has multiple resources on wildfire prevention and preparation. Visit the link in our show notes under Wildfire Risks Forecasting Tool. We've also added a link to a fire and smoke map, which shows where in the U.S. fires are happening and what the air quality measurements are in real time.
That brings up another important thing to keep in mind about wildfires: the air pollution from all of the smoke. Wildfire smoke contains tiny particles that can easily get stuck in your lungs, making it difficult to breathe, especially for those who already have asthma or other respiratory conditions.
Wearing a high-quality mask, like an N95, to filter out these particles is good if you have to go outside, but ideally we want to stay inside as much as possible. Even if there isn't a wildfire happening anywhere near you, wildfire smoke can still be in the air. Last summer, I was in upstate New York, and the smoke from the bootleg fire in Oregon made its way all the way across the country. The air quality wasn't safe to be outside.
Now, there's a lot of ways to make indoor air healthier to breathe, such as improving ventilation, limiting pollution sources, and air filtration. Build your own air purifier. Data shows that it works just as well as one that's super high tech and expensive.
Paloma actually made a video showing how to make your own air filter at home using just a box fan, HEPA filter, and zip ties. You can watch the video on the Spaceship One Instagram.
It's also on Air Guardian, a program that I recently started to spread awareness about air quality and help support underserved communities impacted by air pollution, both indoors and outdoors.
Spaceship One is proud to partner with Air Guardian on projects like this, and we're excited to continue collaborating and cross-pollinating. Another aspect of fire safety we wanted to touch on, which can apply to really any natural disaster situation, is preparing a go bag in case of an emergency evacuation.
Do you happen to have a go bag, Anna?
I have the start of one. It's mainly stuff for my cats, kibble, cat CBD, extra water. And I think I have like a couple energy bars and a little travel toothbrush for me. What about you, Paloma?
I usually keep a few items in my car, like water, flashlights, face mask, cell phone charger, and a blanket with some clothes. I'll admit it could use some work. While wildfires aren't as big of a risk in my area, flooding, earthquakes, and extreme heat events are pretty common. What kind of bag are you using?
It's just a regular backpack. I've had it for years and it hasn't worn out at all. But I need to put more stuff in it to really make it a go bag, like extra change of clothes, phone charger.
For a full list of recommended go bag items, check out our recent Instagram posts on disaster preparedness.
We're really shouting out our Insta here.
Yeah, I mean, the Spaceship One crew really just wants people to be prepared, especially with all that's going on. Seeing so many climate disasters happen in real time really drives home the point that this isn't happening in some far off future.
It's happening now, and we need to be ready. We've already had a few close calls. I was in New York City during Hurricane Ida last September, and we were given warnings very last minute, and multiple people died in their basement level apartments because the flooding happened so quickly.
Yeah, I remember during intense wildfire season, preparing an evacuation plan in case I got separated from my loved ones. We decided on a meeting place and how each of us were going to get there. Can learn more at ready.gov. I found that planning really reduces a lot of the stress in these kinds of situations.
Yeah, and just knowing what resources are available. Like the National Weather Service has a Twitter and a sign-up page to get text alerts for incoming extreme weather. Overall, we hope this episode helps provide some advice on how you can be ready. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll be back with another episode soon.
You've been listening to Spaceship One.